Many of you have picked up on the reality that I am a dog owner, if you will, even though she owns me. I'm her person, I guess, really, more than anything. Her name is Lady, Our Lady of the Rectory, if you will. But Our Lady of Browns Lane sounds nice as well. But because she's a part of my daily routine, she, of course, is part of my thought process, how I envision the world. And so every now and then, I'll give a dog homily. It's a part of what you get as the full package here at Ascension. Where are the dog people? Raise your hand if you're a dog person. Okay, very good, excellent. God love you. Raise your hand if you're a cat person. God love you. Okay, I promise. Don't take this too personally, but I would preach a cat homily every now and then, but in seminary they told us not to preach on the devil that often. Spell dog backwards and you get what? God. Spell cat backwards and you get what? Attack. Yeah, so there you go. But my dog, she, on the surface, doesn't have a lot of freedom. Doesn't really have too much freedom. She can't kind of make her own choices for the most part. I have to pay special attention to whether or not the doors are open and whether the gate is closed and locked or just closed. All of these things I have to pay attention to because, well, in the first week I had her, she ran off and went for a swim in one of the lakes in Lake Forest. So I know her capacity to run and run very quickly. And because of that, I do have to spend a lot of time very intentional about setting some boundaries for her. It's not that I don't love her, it's actually that I really do love her. I don't want her to get hit by a car or, you know, get lost. All of those things. So it's on one hand, it looks like a lack of freedom. She can't just do whatever. But ultimately, her ability to choose that which truly makes her free is limited. It would be great if I didn't have to worry about it. If she always came and I called her, if she would run off a little bit and then come right back, you know, all of that would be wonderful. But it's not the reality that we live in. Now, sisters and brothers, don't get me wrong. We're not dogs. Because we can make the choices. God doesn't use rules and regulations like a leash or a kennel. We can choose contrary to God. We do have the freedom to do so. We don't have to choose God. And in that way, to many, that's where freedom lies. The choice to choose whatever it is that we want, no matter what it is that we want, whenever we want it. That seems to be freedom to many in our world today. To give you a less animal example and more of a human example, if two things come together, my freedom in particular is very limited. A moderately bad day, you know, something didn't go right, and a bag of Kit Kats. Now, it's my weakness. And so you put me together, moderately bad day, and a bag of Kit Kats, and the world says, you know, you've got the freedom to do whatever you want. As long as you didn't steal those Kit Kats or hurt anybody to get them, you can eat whatever you want. And my desire to seek comfort will lead me to consume that entire bag of Kit Kats. Free to do so. No one's there to stop me. But am I really free, especially afterwards? I mean, you don't feel so good after eating a bag of Kit Kats. Believe me, I know. And I'm not talking about like a little bag, one or two Kit Kats, that's fine. But I'm talking about like a bag of Kit Kats, you know. We make these choices. It seems like freedom. But ultimately, it takes away our freedom because we haven't chosen what is for our best. Christ in our gospel today, he's asking some pretty stringent things of those who desire to follow him. He puts out this idea that they have to choose him and him alone. And I don't think that that's to limit the importance of honoring the dead or honoring one's father and mother. It's that ultimately, the only choice that is for our true good is Christ himself. Now, how you live that out, well, that's for you to choose, for you to prayerfully discern how that works for you in your life. But ultimately, the only real choice that will benefit us, that will give us true freedom, is Christ Jesus himself. Paul tells us time and again that our freedom is in Christ. Do we truly believe that, or do we not? Are we afraid of God's desire for our lives, or are we blind to that possibility of what God has to offer us? Sisters and brothers, we receive from this altar today that which truly sets us free. Christ himself in the Eucharist, Christ himself that comes among us to teach us, to guide us into true freedom.